أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الله هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وحاجا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I had another request. If the children can't keep quiet, please take them out. For the dach. There was another request in the week for me to speak about this catastrophe in Gaza, and the apparent sort of heedlessness of Allah. That how can this happen? I've been trying to avoid speaking about this matter. And it is only because I don't think it is useful at this point to add more salt to the wound. So before I explore the issue of the legitimacy of catastrophe in our lives, which is really what this is concerned with, I first need to just say that whatever I say, you can in no way interpret as me being at all sympathetic to the Zionist view. There's no question in my mind, Zionism is a crime. It is monstrous. It is the punishment inflicted on the people of Palestine by the Jews of Europe for what had been done to them in Europe. This is one of the most bizarre things, that there's the current narrative is that the Muslims are anti-Jewish. There's for millennia, or for over a millennium rather, the Jews of the world found succor and they found protection among Muslims from the tyrannies of the Christians. I mean, as recently as the Second World War, the King of Morocco was offering succor to Jews of Europe who were being murdered by the Germans. So to suddenly create this really false historical narrative that, you know, the Muslims have been added in for the Jews is just false. This idea that the Zionists have a claim to that stretch of land that's based on a 2,000-year-old claim is equally bizarre. I mean, if you were to go back to your ancestral lands that your people occupied 2,000 years ago, where on earth would you be? Then most of the people in this room would be making claim to land in West Africa. I would be making claim to land somewhere in Central Asia. It's insane. So the whole Zionist phenomenon is a completely false and criminal narrative. They have this ideology that it is sort of that Israel was a country without people for people without a country. Well, it wasn't a country without people. It was a very well populated country before the Jews of Europe took it over. So, what I'm going to say doesn't mean to mean that I don't recognize the horror of what's happening in Gaza at the moment. It is horror. You know, the Arabs themselves refer to the creation of the State of Israel and the mass refugee population that happened as a result is the Nakba, the catastrophe. It is a catastrophe. The creation of the State of Israel is a catastrophe, and what's happening to the people in Palestine is a catastrophe. But we don't do our faith any favors by then turning that into a very modern narrative of resentment. Where, in fact, we become just like them. Let's not forget that the whole insanity of Zionism is based on the resentment that the Jews of Europe had with regard to the oppression that they had in Europe. This whole sort of lefty, liberal, kind of revolutionary rhetoric just doesn't suit us. You know? Catastrophe happens. Catastrophe happens to Muslims. This is not a new experience for us. The Abbasid Khalifa got destroyed by the Mongols. They completely razed Baghdad. The river ran red with blood and black with ink. The heads were piled high. A whole civilization wiped out. Muslims. This isn't the first time this has happened. It is the nature of existence that we live in the face of that which has catastrophic consequences. It is almost part of the sense of humor of existence that puts our concerns for our domestic safety and our, you know, our homes and our, you know, sort of into perspective. There's a wonderful story in Surat al-Naml where Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam was overheard an ant warning the other ants, run into our nest because Sulaiman is around and he's going to stomp on us. And amazingly, Sulaiman smiled at this and then he made a dua. And do you know what his dua was? Extraordinary. He said, "Ya Allah, keep me grateful. And Ya Allah, grant that me and my family are people of good, of guidance. Of good, of right action. Keep me grateful." In other words, the one that had the legitimate right to lord it over reminded himself that he wasn't the Lord, that he was not self-sufficient, that there was a much higher power that had a hand over him. And it's the nature of that higher power to create the despoiling and the overturning of things. In the same surah, you remember there was this discussion about the Queen of Sheba. And when news of his interest in her kingdom comes to her and she speaks to her counselor, she says to her counselor, she says, "Be aware that when kings come to a country, they despoil the country and they overturn the order of things, that those who were high end up low. And who's the greater king? Who's the Malik?" It is our Rabb who is the great despoiler. It is our Rabb who brings those who are high low. It is our Rabb who overturns things and who causes these disturbances and causes endings. It is a mark of a lack of faith to bewail endings. Because he's also the one who, he tells us, he's the one who brings the living from the dead. He's the one who creates in cycles. We must have faith that there'll be a new tomorrow. Then we must have faith that there'll be a rebirth. A beginning, we must have a good opinion of our Rabb, and that's not to minimize the horror of this catastrophe. That's not to minimize the distressing nature of these images that we keep on being pumped up with. I mean, I do suggest that you minimize the amount. If you're not helping anybody by putting these messages into your consciousness all the time. You know, there's a limit to you can be useful by allowing your inner realm to become one of rage. Because then you aren't, then you're joining the Zionists. Because that whole narrative is a narrative of rage and of outrage. We cannot be outraged because we know that there's a master to history and the master to history is not the Jews. Makaru wa makarallahu wa lahu khayru makirin. Do we believe that? Do we believe that he's the best of planners? That has to mean that whatever these people are getting up to now, and no matter how vicious their actions are, there will be a comeuppance. there will be a change. And the change will be for the better. He promises us that if you believe, he will replace that with better. You replace that which you lose with better. So I would suggest that you replace and that we replace the ill feeling and the rage and the bad opinion that we have of the Zionists and the Americans now with the good opinion of Allah. Because that rage and that bad opinion doesn't serve us. It makes it a miserable experience being in your own skin. And that's not to say that we minimize the catastrophe and we dismiss the disaster. And that we have no empathy for these people who are suffering horrendously. And if we can, we'll intervene to change it. But at the same time, we remain believers. We remain, what occupies our consciousness is dhikr of Allah. Not dhikr of Gaza. May Allah grant us nearness to Him. May He grant us annihilation in Him. May He grant us death before we die. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك نبينا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين